Hello, I'm Vivian Joy, your Mindset Reset expert and deep structure coach. And today in Monday Mindset Reset, I want to talk about the fear of rejection. And if you have this, it's real. It feels real. Because obviously your belief structure makes everything feel real. So how is it showing up for you is my first question, because sometimes fear of rejection is okay. We can keep it, we can hold it, we can kind of work around it, we can find coping strategies for it. But actually, when you're in a business environment, that fear of rejection can show up as fear of moving forward, fear of showing up, fear of showing off, fear of showing our offers, fear of being visible, fear, fear, fear. And so how is it showing up for you is my question. How is this fear of rejection? Are you scared of offering people things that you know are right for them? Are you scared of having conversations? Are you scared of making videos? Are you scared of creating offers in the first place for fear of having rejection? The best of it is, though, think about this. I want you to think about the last time somebody who didn't have a fear of rejection approached you, offered you something, talked to you about something. In a nice way, by the way, also not these horrible, sleazy, selly kind of, oh, if I could show you away kind of, you know, real false objection, overcoming sales people. I mean, just genuinely somebody who thought they had something that you might want and you had a nice conversation. If you said no, what were you really saying no to? Just think about it from your own perspective, let alone anybody else's. Because I think you'll find when you think about this, you weren't saying no to the person. You were saying no to whatever they were talking about. You were saying no to the cost. You were saying no to the time investment. You were saying no to the level of trust maybe that you needed to give to that person. You were saying no to the outcome they were offering, maybe not quite right for you. It could be that you were saying no to the person because it maybe they weren't the right person. But actually, does that mean there was anything wrong with that person or indeed what they were offering? No, it just means it wasn't right for you. Now, it could be that you despised that person and thought their offer was shit, in which case, that's fine. But that person, that same person you said no to because of whatever reason, somebody else says a whole hell yes to. But what could happen is if you have a fear of rejection sitting in the background, you'll never actually know. And actually, if somebody does say no, you'll think it's for some other reason that you created way back when somebody wouldn't be friends with you, when you weren't picked for the netball team, when you didn't get a job. You'll make it into something it isn't. And so what we need to do and what I do in my deep structured coaching is help you separate reality from your false reality or your feared reality or your old reality, which sits way back when, to bring the actuality of that reality into the foreground so that you understand and can let go of maybe that fear. So hopefully this resonates with you. And if you do have this as a situation, it's imperative that you get rid of it, because otherwise it's going to keep you stuck where you are. There'll be no moving forward. And you have to move forward. You have to move with the times. You have to move forward and you have to enjoy it. And actually, if you've got that fear sitting in the background, nothing will feel good. Let me know if you need my help. You can book a call with me, as always. Free laser coaching call. It's not a sales call, because I know that people don't like to be sold to, and you shouldn't be doing that either. But people do want to try things, and they do want to invest in things, and they do want to invest in themselves, and they do want to change. And if you're one of those people, then book a call with me. Look forward to